I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 o'clock hours. We try to get you to your weekend as quickly as possible. Entire morning squad is here. Thank you for being part of it. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys Insider. Don't start that.
It was 4 seconds, Chop.
Is this the meeting again? What are we doing?
Don't start that.
I just saw Chop in the bathroom. I was like, how fast do you think Sean talks if I start squeezing his bottle? He goes, 11 seconds.
It was four. It was pretty good.
This meeting the other, I was in such a good mood. Ratings are great. Listeners are with us through the roof. Awesome feedback from the Tolos. Things are going well. We go into this post-show meeting. Oh, my God. Three different things just pissed me off. I go home in such a bad mood. And then I say, what's wrong? I was like, my coworkers, everyone.
Plural.
I got a life story for 15 minutes being poured out from a guy I love. I got directions on what to talk about on the radio show when Jerry Jones doesn't tell us what to talk about. And the boss is like, make sure you don't do this on Friday, blah, blah, blah. Like, what? And then I got do the water bottle. And then I got Bobby doing this, and I'm staring at him, and I'm staring at him, and finally I snap on him, like, shut the hell up. So I'm doing all these things, and it was supposed to be a good meeting, and I'm 2 hours of my life has gone away listening to Snap, Crackle, and Pop over here, and then directions on what and not to talk about after 15 years. Like, I'm going to listen to that.
And Sean goes,
and then I told Josh Clark, are you done? Like, get out so we can leave.
Yeah. I'm just popping this one little spot, trying to, it's my OCD, and I'm popping it. And then Sean goes, here, I'll do it for you. And just starts, like, squeezing the thing.
Yesterday, I asked him at the elevator, are you out? You're coming in here half-assed tired. You're moody. I think I'm dealing with Roy again when he's out of what he was out of.
That's a great question.
And I
got
to manage.
I got plenty now.
Manage moods and emotions in here when things are supposed to be going great. You're like Jerry Jones. You can't just be happy with success. You always got to stir something up. There you go.
What's your point?
877-881-1053. Franklin Franco, injury attorney text line. So yesterday, Brian Schottenheimer said he spoke with Micah Parsons for an hour, and part of that was about his body language and what he was doing on that table against the Falcons. Was not going to elaborate further, but I was listening to all the talking heads after Micah laid down, and surprisingly to me, no one really blasted him. I wanted to hear from former players. No one really killed him. But everyone started agreeing on these different sets, whether it's Florio and Chris Sims or ESPN and First Take and Get Up, that they think Micah may not play against the Eagles. And, of course, he's still not practicing. And Mike Tannenbaum, from a GM perspective, said, this isn't just about Micah and Jerry. Jerry Jones is letting down the whole team.
What's really important is being 10 days away. I remember with Darrell Revis, like, we had a long holdout. I was right. The agent was wrong. And we finally get the deal done. And, you know, we're excited. We have a really good team. And then on opening day, Randy Moss beats him for a touchdown on a post. He pulls his hamstring. And it, like, all the air came out of the balloon. And that's why, like, to me, Kevin Petullo, the new OC of the Eagles, and Nick Sirianni, they almost want to see Micah Parsons out there. They will tempo him and go no huddle. And now, like, if I'm Jerry Jones, like, again, he was the owner, I'm the general manager, but there's a sense like you're laying your whole organization down. You have a chance to have a really good team, certainly on offense with Pickens being there. And now you have
Letting the organization down?
Jerry Jones. And, like, I always felt like as a general manager, I had a responsibility to give us a chance to win each and every year. And now you're at a point that even if you get the deal done, this isn't Dak Prescott walking in on the precipice of the season, Green. This is somebody that needs to be in great condition. And you're going to play the Eagles on opening night. It really diminishes your chances of winning.
And it does suck and is unfair for everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, now look, is he saying that Micah needs to be in practice more than Dak did? Is that what he's saying?
Well, he was relating it to Revis. And he's like, we had that holdout and Revis got hurt.
Yeah, I mean, probably because he was sitting, not doing as much, yeah. Right? You know, if Mike is working out, hopefully he wouldn't
have
that same injury.
Is he working out in Frisco? Like, we need to try to get an answer to that. Ford Center at the Star? I doubt it. I think he would want to give the indication to them, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, and
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
And maybe we would have seen a video of him if he's working out at, some high school stadium.
Yeah, but then that would maybe give the impression he's getting ready to play.
Right.
He wants to give the impression, I'm going to just literally be laying here and sleeping.
Right. So, yeah. So, like,
without my uniform on.
3 a.m., go scour the high school fields around here, right? You know, because that's where, that would be the most
next time to Julian. He can teach Julian how to punt return.
Right, absolutely. That's the time to be least noticed.
Ryan Clark, I thought, made a tremendous point, and he had an answer back to Tannenbaum on why Jerry could be hurting the rest of the team by not getting this done.
Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy?
Yeah.
Jerry Jones wants to be right. Jerry Jones isn't concerned with being happy. Jerry Jones, in my opinion, isn't concerned with truly winning a championship. He's concerned with winning this engagement, this negotiation with Michael Parsons.
Wow.
And not winning this engagement or negotiations with David Mulugeta, with truly Michael Parsons. When have we seen an owner and general manager set out on a vendetta in the way that we've seen Jerry Jones attack Michael Parsons?
And that scares me, that could be a reality, that Jerry is more dug in on winning this, making a point, eradicating sports agents forever, versus thinking about, yo, man, Dak Prescott, like, you have a couple years left maybe of him in his prime. CeeDee Lamb's just starting $30 million a year. Now, it doesn't mean that you overpay by $8 or $10 million. This Packer rumor that's not going away is Green Bay has agreed to pay him $45. If Micah approves it, the deal's on the table and the parameters have been agreed upon. But, man, if it's just about, like, we're talking about compromising the Eagle game.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would say this. A lot of people, I would say more than half, equate being right with being happy.
Hell yeah.
Like, how many people are happy to be wrong? Like, no. People even say that. I'd be more than happy to be wrong here. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Nobody's more than happy to be wrong.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, Jerry has shown a willingness to, like, all right, I win the publicity, you win the deal. Like, has shown a willingness to do that.
Like, Slater laid out, I thought, a great prediction where she's like, to summarize it, she was basically saying, if Micah and Mulugeta go to Jerry, kind not hat in hand, but like, hey, they're the softer side, that wins Jerry over and the thing gets done. You know, it's like you submit emotionally.
And do they want to do that? I don't know that they will.
Right.
That's the biggest problem, is that you're already talking about.
I mean, they may have a trade worked out.
Yeah, where they've said, we've done our part. We did our part. And like I've said before, I think their position is, I'm not going to beg you to sign him. I'm not going to beg you to give him his money.
Right.
This is a player who's already shown what he can do. This is not a like, oh, please, benevolent Jerry Jones, give us whatever means you have. Like, they're not going to do that.
That's the attitude I would take. I'm freaking Micah Parsons. I'm getting paid. I'm a superstar.
Yeah,
I'm going to the Hall of Fame. I'm Lawrence Taylor 2.0. I'm not giving in here.
If you listen to some of the things Jerry has said, I don't know how much it is about just making a point versus if he believes they had a certain deal in place or discussion, then and Mike is saying something completely different. It may be a case of where Jerry's not trying to prove a point. He's just like, no, I'm fed up right now. Yeah. I'm not.
And look what
you.
You're doing to the rest of the team and the Eagle game. And the start of the season, and something that keeps, I don't think we have enough time for it. He keeps bringing up Emmett and the 0-2. And Stephen A is like, but you were 0-2. And Jerry's like, but we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
As if the 0-2 didn't start matter. Yeah. Didn't matter. That, so I think he's using that as a negotiation ploy. Like, we can still go 0-2 and win it all. We did it with Emmett.
And what if they go 2-0?
Right? They went 0-2, and didn't they still get home field?
Yeah, I mean, they went 15-2 to close the year because yeah. Emmett came back.
And was that the Giant game at the end to give him the home field?
Yeah.
Was that that same season? Yep. You know, it takes a lot for me to praise or play anything from Mike Greenberg, who I can't stand.
Stone cold lead pot locks.
I can't stand Mike Greenberg, but I thought this was intriguing and maybe even correct.
At this point, if you're Micah Parsons, I think you have to sit out a game. Because you have no other way
of pushing. You look foolish if you don't.
Well, no, but forgetting about, I don't care if I look foolish or not. How else do you force the issue?
Right.
The one way you're going to find out, like Jerry Jones, when you're playing someone, this is if this is a poker game, and I have $12 billion, and you don't, I can bet an amount of money that you can't call, no matter what else happens. So I got to find out if you're bluffing. And the only way I can find out if you're bluffing is by sitting out at least one game and seeing if that changes anything. To me, that's the only move left.
That's what Emmett Smith did. That's what Emmett Smith did.
He sat out two games, and it's 30 years ago. But it worked then, and maybe it works now.
The difference is I had a sense of urgency that if we didn't win, I would be fired. A head coach has a sense of urgency. If he doesn't win, sure. He's going to be fired. Jerry Jones is going nowhere.
I said it.
RC mentioned it. You're not here. I made $9 billion. So that's why, like, to me, this situation, like, this is the closest we're going to see to what happened with Jalen Ramsey in Jacksonville.
And what happened there? He got traded.
Jalen said, I'm not playing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not playing. And that is now the two next chapters. By the way, Corey Majors texting and saying, Mickey had mentioned multiple times he'd been off on his own before practice, working on conditioning. So thank you, Corey, for that. Mickey was a little aggressive towards Mike the other day, wasn't he?
Mickey said his new nickname for Mike is Your Highness, and that he's going to call him Your Highness. And then the Terry McLaurin news broke during the show, and he goes, well, they just have an agreement, right? He hasn't signed it yet. Is this like a handshake that he can get out of?
Okay. Wow. So,
Mickey.
So the two next fascinating things here. Does Micah practice, and does Micah and David Mulugeta play the card of not playing against the Eagles? Because that is his biggest leverage. Will Jerry say, okay, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Right, because, I mean, someone will show Jerry the Vegas betting line. And someone will show Jerry that the line doesn't move ahead.
Someone will show Jerry that stat that Bobby had is that they're the number one defense with him and then plummeted
without
him for the. And he told Stephen A, it's not ugly. Excuse me, it's not pretty. It's ugly, as we found out last year, without him there. Ryan Clark responded to Greenberg saying Micah should sit game one.
Here is what
Jerry. And by the way, keep in mind, Ryan Clark's representative, Mulugeta was his agent, right?
Yeah.
When you hear Ryan Clark on TV, y'all, listen closely on this subject. He's, in my opinion, he's saying things that Mulugeta has said or is thinking. Okay? He's talking to Mulugeta, and he's commenting on this being represented by the same dude.
Here is what Jerry Jones is counting on. Jerry Jones has owned this team for 4 decades.
Right.
When you play this game, you're blessed when you get 4 years.
Right.
And so he's going to say, Michael Parsons isn't willing to sit out what could possibly be a Hall of Fame career over a certain amount of money. He's not willing to sit out what could be a Hall of Fame career over his personal integrity. And so if he believes that, Michael Parsons has to show him. Michael Parsons has to say that with all that I want to accomplish individually, my self-respect the way you treat me is above that. And if he does not, if he shows up on Thursday night versus the Philadelphia Eagles, Micah Parsons has lost. And I do believe that both of these people are stubborn enough and believe in themselves enough where we won't see 11 on the field that night.
What is David Mulligetta? I'm asking, I'm not saying. Is David Mulligetta telling Ryan Clark, we won't play? Is Jerry Jones willing to decimate his defense, get embarrassed by Saquon and the defending champs? Is he willing to decimate his defense to take this negotiation further? That's their leverage. That's their possible play.
And if he doesn't play, are you telling me he's not even there? Or is he going to be standing there like, I'm hurt. I'm standing on the sideline. I'm here, but I'm hurt. Or does he just say, I'm not showing up. You guys, good luck. Because if he's not even there, that creates another layer to it that's even more dramatic for them, I think.
Because they have to get off to a fast start. Again, these are the things that, like, Ryan Clark says Jerry doesn't really care about. You lose to the Giants week two without Parsons, we're getting Emmett 2.0. You got the Giants, the Bears, the Packers, Jets, Panthers. Choppy, we've gone over this multiple times. You better be
4-7-3.
You better be 4-2 to start. You can lose Philly. You can lose Green Bay. You got Giants, Bears, Jets, Panthers. We all know how tough the schedule gets as it gets later on. You want to mess with that?
Yeah.
You want to screw up a 4-2 start? That is the Mulligetta Micah leverage play, in my opinion.
And the Bears game really is the turning point game, maybe for the whole season.
Why?
It's a swing game.
It's the third game of the year.
I know, but it's a swing game, right? Like, that's a big swing game. Like, you're...
You mean like 1-2 or 2-1?
No, just that, you know, like, because the Bears could be good.
Yeah.
Right? And I do really think you need to be 7-3 in order to have a chance.
It's a random Wednesday wheel spin. Let's see what we get on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube.
Hilo,
sports
Hilo.
Match, sports match, sports match.
Oh, you did get your sports match.
Yes! Oh, God.
Yes!
I thought we took this off.
Yes! Why? Why would we take it off? It's fantastic.
It's awful.
Oh, I'm
gonna, yeah!
It's terrible.
877-881-1053. I need two contestants.
Don't call.
On sports match to win an amazing prize that is not a prize at all. All you do is get to talk to me at 877-881-1053.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, movement and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right. Woo! It's Sports Match.
It's Sports Match. Hey, all right.
Hi, Gene.
The best game show ever from 105.3 The Fan.
It's not even close.
I love it.
Bassett came up with much better ones.
Right now. Yeah, with who? Wink Martindale or whatever his...
Wink Martindale?
Yeah, that was the guy that was the host of the show. Wink Martindale.
That's how Don Martindale got the nickname Wink, was because there was a host named Wink Martindale.
I thought you were talking about the defensive coordinator.
Yeah. So, here we go. It is Sports Match. Now, these are the rules. We have two contestants, okay? We have Mark and Wiley, and we have Scott in Fort Worth. I am going to ask the panel. The panel is you, Sean Sharif, you, Bobby Belt, and you, Peyton Phillip Russell. And I'm going to ask you guys a question. Okay, it's going to be college football related. You are going to write down your answers. You're not going to say your answers. You're going to write them down.
Gotcha.
And then I will ask Mark and Scott for their answer, and we will see who matches. Whoever wins a fabulous prize, and that prize is you to talk to us. So here we go. Let's do it. Question number one. Mark and Wiley, good morning. How are you, Mark?
I'm pretty good. Uh-oh. How are you guys doing?
My headphones fell out.
Oh, his headphones fell out. We're doing great, Mark. Thanks for asking.
All right. So here we go. Question one. Mark, this is not for you yet. This is for the panel. I'm going to ask them. You come up with your answer on your own. Bill Belichick is back in college football for the first time since he was in a fraternity at his alma mater. Back then, he was doing keg stands. Mm-hmm. Now, he is tapping blank. Bill Belichick is back in college football for the first time since he was in the fraternity at his alma mater. It was Wesleyan College. But instead of doing keg stands, he's tapping blank.
I got it.
Ding? Bobby, do we have a ding?
Ding.
Yeah, ding.
Do we have a ding, Peyton? Do we have a ding?
Ding.
We have a ding. Okay. Mark in Wiley. Let's go right now. Bill Belichick back in college football for the first time since he was in a fraternity at his alma mater. But instead of doing keg stands, he's tapping blank.
Young ladies.
Okay. All right. We're going right there. We have young ladies. Sean Sharif, what do we have?
Sorority girls.
Judges, Aiden, you're the judge. Is sorority girls and young ladies, do we have a thumbs up or thumbs down?
That's the same.
Okay. Bobby Bell.
That's a score.
Winner, game over. Congrats, everybody.
The top of Jordan Hudson's head.
The top of her head. Okay. That's not young ladies. Okay. Oh. Peyton Russell.
I said his girlfriend.
His girlfriend.
It's young ladies.
Is that young ladies? Okay, man. Mark. You got 2 points, my friend.
Way to go, Mark.
All right. He gets a point for how many he matches with us?
Yes. So he gets 2 points.
Two points.
All right. Scott in Fort Worth. Good morning, Scott. How are we doing?
Morning, gents. Doing well.
What part of Fort Worth are you in?
5 minutes from downtown.
Okay, very good. All right. Here's your question. Don't answer. I'm going to give it to the panel first. Texas fans are so excited.
How excited are we?
They're so excited to be ranked number one. They all printed Hook'em on their blank. Texas fans are so excited. They're so excited to be ranked number one. They all printed Hook'em on their blank.
Ugh. I'm going to have to go last on this one.
Uh-oh.
Ding.
Ding. We got a ding. Peyton, do we have a ding?
Ding.
All right, we got a ding. Sean Sharif, do we have a ding?
I'll get one.
You'll get one? Okay, mm-hmm. Very good. Very good.
Oh, I got one.
You got one? Yeah. Okay. All right, Scott in Fort Worth. Texas fans are so excited. They're so excited to be ranked number one, they all printed Hook'em on their blank.
On their crisp white T-shirt.
Crisp white T-shirt. That's a good Mike Bassett reference. I like that
one. Sir.
Crisp white T-shirt. Bobby Belt?
I know the reputation of T-shirt Texan fans, so I said they're new T-shirts.
Oh!
There we go, Scott.
Peyton, Philip Russell?
On their daddy's Ferrari.
Oh, on their daddy's Ferrari.
I like it.
SMU,
look
thank
how
you.
He turned.
I know, yeah. This Red Raider. Yeah. Like
yeah. I put on their teacups.
On their teacups.
Because they are T-sips.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 1 point. Scott, you're still in the game. They're still in the game. We're going to go back to Mark and Wiley. This is Sports Match here on the Wednesday Wheel Spin on 105.3 The Fan. All right, Mark, here we go. Here's your question. The tailgater had way too much to drink.
How much did he have to drink?
Instead of firing up the grill, he tried to cook his blank on the smoker. The tailgater had way too much to drink. Instead of firing up the grill, he tried to cook his blank on the smoker.
Ding.
Ding.
Ding. Ding. Peyton?
Ding.
Got a ding. All right. Mark and Wiley, you're up 2-1. The tailgater had way too much to drink. Instead of firing up the grill, he tried to cook his blank on the smoker.
His belly.
His belly. His belly. Okay. Pork belly.
The pork belly. It's Wild Fork has that too.
Yep, absolutely.
His kielbasa.
His kielbasa. Oh.
I went with his wiener.
His wiener. Yes. I see mine. What you did there. You
wasn't hard to see. Well, for Bobby, it is hard to see.
Wow.
I went with more of a PG rating. I said private parts.
His private parts.
Plural.
Okay.
I don't know. That's pretty. That's actually much more direct than our innuendo.
All right. No points for Mark and Wiley. You're still up 2-1. As we go back to Scott and Funky Town with question number 4.
Scott can win this here. We have
hell yeah.
We have more rounds.
Keep it going. We got more rounds.
Our final round.
Here we go.
Wow.
This one's for Bobby Bell. This is an all college football version of Sports Match here. Okay, panel, here's your question. SEC fans are having a tough time right now. They haven't won a title in 2 years.
2 years.
So now, instead of making moonshine, they're in the woods making up a batch of blank for the new season. SEC fans are having a tough time right now. They haven't won a title in 2 years. So now, instead of making moonshine, they're in the woods making a batch of blank for the new season.
Ding.
Got a ding.
Ding.
Ding?
Close to ding.
Close to ding. Okay, it's not a ding yet.
Ding.
Okay. Ding. There we go. Ding. Scott, Fort Worth. SEC fans having a tough time right now. Haven't won a title in 2 years. So instead of making moonshine, they're in the woods making a batch of blank for the new season.
So I had to tap into the Tennessee fans. A batch of roofie.
And he called you guys out at the same time.
Wow. Are we known?
Are you known?
Are we known to roofie? I thought we were chugging out of certain parts of the body. Wow. That's what we were used to doing.
Roofies.
Roofies.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of the panel has that one. Yeah. Do we have roofie?
Oh, no. Batch of excuses.
Excuses. That's what I was thinking.
Good. Excuses.
Excuses,
they are a cult, so I said Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid. Well, I mean, you could roofie the Kool-Aid.
You could roofie the Kool-Aid. I don't think that, but I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah. Because it is, you drink the Kool-Aid and right. Then you go.
Peyton?
I said a batch of Nick Saban's blood.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Scott. We don't have a match there.
Why the blood?
I don't know.
I needed something aggressive there, Sean.
You're still going to have round 3. We still have one more set of questions. So.
I'm mad you didn't just say, instead, they're making blank, and I was going to say out with their cousins.
There we go. All right, so Mark and Wiley, if you get 3 here, you wrap things up.
Please win on this.
If you only get 2, you don't. So here we go. Question number 5. This is Mark and Wiley with your third question, question 5 overall. Paul Finebaum has had enough.
How much has he had enough?
If Alabama doesn't win at all this year, he's going to grab a shovel and blank. Paul Finebaum has had enough.
Ding.
If Alabama doesn't win at all this year, he's going to grab a shovel and blank. Oh, we got a ding. We got a ding from Peyton.
Ding.
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 I shot the sheriff. Ding. Okay, we got a ding there. All right. Let's see. This is Mark. Mark in Wiley. Paul Finebaum has had enough. If Alabama doesn't win at all this year, he's going to grab a shovel and blank.
Bury himself.
Bury himself.
Good common sense answer.
Yeah, it's a common sense answer. I like that one.
I said hit Lane Kiffin.
Hit Lane Kiffin.
Mm-hmm. They hate each other, right?
They do.
I do. I was going to say somebody else that he hates. I was going to say Barry Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln Riley.
Is that Barry people? Or he said Barry himself.
Barry himself.
Okay.
dig his own grave.
That's a point. That's a point. That is a point.
Game over, out of reach.
Well, not game over.
It's ironic because he already looks dead.
Scott and Fort Worth can still tie. Luckily, I came up with a tie-breaking question.
Oh, no. Yeah. See, Peyton, happen? That's prep. Oh.
Yeah, that's prep right there. Okay, Scott and Fort Worth, you need 2 points.
You've
got to get two here.
Aren't you late for work, guys?
I'm going to ask you, do you want a NIL question or a Brian Kelly question?
Oh. NIL.
NIL. You should have gone with Brian Kelly.
Yes, he should have. I already know what the answer is.
But probably very inappropriate.
The new NIL deals have gotten so out of hand.
How out of hand have they gotten, Gene?
They're so out of hand, one player just signed a sponsorship deal with blank.
This is so wide-ranging.
Ooh. Signed a sponsorship deal with blank.
I'll narrow it down.
Yes.
Arch Manning just signed a sponsorship deal with blank. The new NIL deals have gotten so out of hand, Arch Manning just signed a sponsorship deal with blank.
Ding.
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 Ding. Okay, Bobby, do we have a ding?
Yeah, I dinged.
Okay, Scott in Fort Worth, you need 2 here. You got to match these. New NIL deals have gotten so out of hand, Arch Manning just signed a sponsorship deal with blank.
Arch Manning just signed a sponsorship deal with OnlyFans.
OnlyFans! Was that a drum roll?
That was a drum roll.
That's pretty good.
Great drum roll.
All right, OF. Arch Manning got an Only Deals, an OF deal. Sean, what do we have?
A gun company. Because the target, the red dot. He's putting the red dot on everyone else.
I made a Quinn Ewers joke, and I said starter.
Starter. Mm-hmm. Oh, the jacket company. Mm-hmm. Peyton?
I think this is close. I said the hub. I said the hub.
I mean,
he said OnlyFans.
That's in the genre.
I think it's close enough. It still doesn't tie.
Mine in the gutter. Both of them, mine in the gutter. That's close enough.
Okay.
All right.
Mark and Wiley, you are the winner.
Hey.
We should do the Brian Kelly one still.
All right, we'll do the Brian Kelly one real quick. Brian Kelly is on the hot seat at LSU. If he doesn't beat Clemson, not only are they going to run him out of town, his wife is going to force him out of her blank.
This is so easy. This is why you should have done this one, Scott. Yeah. I already knew the answer.
Better not be a Notre Dame reference.
Before he even said it.
Yep.
My answer is the spinning picture thing that he took.
360.
The 360.
Yeah.
Peyton, go ahead. Bobby's got his walk-off moment here planned.
It was the easy answer.
Yeah.
Repeat the question real quick.
Yeah. Brian Kelly's in the hot seat. If he doesn't beat Clemson, not only are they going to run him out of town, his wife is going to force him out of her blank.
Out of her oven because they have a bunch of crawfish boils. That's all I got. Yeah.
No.
That's got to be the worst answer.
Brian brought us rolling in his grave. What, crawfish boils in the oven.
Give me the last line. His wife is going to what?
Force him out of her family.
I knew as soon as he said Brian Kelly, I knew family was the fill in the blank.
There it is. The worst game in the history of radio.
Oh, come on.
The best. The Fantex loves it. They want us to do it every day. Every day they want us to do it.
Random Wednesday wheel spin. Why the latest predictions for Dak might spell trouble for the Cowboys. That's next. And below.
The belt.
Right here on The Fan.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue.
And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby knows ball. Hey, let's talk ball. We're the ball knowers and we just talk ball.
Welcome to the ball knowers of the roundtable per the fan text request. Dak Prescott has to go if this is how he plays this season. Let's talk about it. And below the belt are Ball Knowers of the Roundtable, which is sponsored by D&M Leasing and Window Nation.
I bet D&M would pull the sponsorship and Window Nation if you named it Ball Knowers of the Roundtable. So if you want to...
I bet I'd get a third sponsor. or we're Ball Knowers of the Roundtable. It makes sense that there's two sponsors then, I think. All right, so ESPN came out with their annual list of the top 100 players for the 2025 season. Not their annual list judging 2025, but their annual list of the the rankings of this upcoming season. And in that, they always try to kind of give you, all right, this is perspective of where things ended in 24, where we think things are headed in 25, and we're going to put in statistical projections for you. Now, the Cowboys ended out having four players on this list. I'm sure you can guess all four of them.
In the top 100 right now?
For their projection, if we're going to be the top 100 players this year.
Lamb, Micah, Tyler Smith, and...
Dak.
Yeah, Dak, come on. Yeah, you paused on that one on purpose. You knew Dak was the fourth one. And that is the exact list that they have. Now, they've got a number of guys on here that this is basically a top 100 list for guys that ended last year, but there is a little bit of projection in the future. So there's no Jalen Ramsey on this list, for instance. There's a couple other guys who are missing from this list. But the first Cowboy to show up on this list is Dak Prescott. And he shows up at player number 78, which is generally where I feel like a lot of these lists have had Dak this year, somewhere between like 70 and 90. But Dak Prescott comes in number 78 on this list, one spot behind Tyler Smith, who is 77. That maybe feels a little low to me. Of course, it doesn't look like Tyler Smith is going to make the NFL top 100 as they continue to leak that out two players at a time.
All right, I'm glad you brought that up. I just want to cross-reference because I've been keeping track of the top 100 to see how much you guys go off after they name Micah 36 and Lamb 35. And we're all like, oh, we got to see who's above. Who are the 34 better players than those two in the league? I'll just go from 34 up. Buddha, Josh Jacobs.
By the way, Buddha is 90 on this list.
Josh Jacobs, Nico Collins, George Kittle, Xavier McKinney is better than Micah Parsons and CeeDee Lamb. A.J. Brown.
Maybe we can get Xavier McKinney from the Packers then in the trade.
And no one thinks A.J. Brown is better than CeeDee Lamb. Tristan Wirfs, Jahmyr Gibbs, Zach Bond. Philadelphia. How many years has he been in the league?
A few years, but he's only been really good for like one.
Exactly. Danielle Hunter, Brock Bowers, Lane Johnson, Max Crosby, Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels is 21. He's better than Micah Parsons already. Amon-Ra, Jalen Hurts, Derek Stingley, Dexter Lawrence at 17. That's where they are on the list. What a joke.
And this is by the way, they got to stop this. I've been completely checked out of the list because of the way they've released it this year.
Two at a time?
Yeah, it's just...
It's two a week?
It's two a day.
Two a day.
So it's two a day, and so it's like, okay, like nobody wants to do a big full reaction of who are the two players released today. When you do 10 at a time or something, you can start going, wait, that person's ahead of this person? I just think it's a silly way. It's all about engagement, though. I'm sure they're trying to pull them in to get them to click every day on a new list.
But I thought the show, I used to like watching the show, right? The unveiling, was that five at a time?
No, they would do it
ten,
as like
10 at a time?
Yeah, it was 10 at a
so
time.
So how are they broadcasting it on TV two at a time?
I don't know. I haven't checked in on NFL Network in a little bit.
Oh yeah, Bobby got the axe.
Yeah. I was
what happened too, with what happened for real though?
I was too busy. They were annoyed with how I wouldn't.
So you no longer work for NFL Network?
I'm like inactive, I guess, technically. Like I'm on their rolls, but I'm inactive. So technically, I guess I still can't gamble.
Okay. Are you getting a paycheck?
No, I only get paid when I work. I'm not like salaried with them. So it's like basically contractor stuff. And so when on those days when I don't work, I'm basically like an inactive contractor now. So it's like I'm on the rolls, but they have me inactive because I just.
The rolls is payroll. I'm talking to RJ Choppy here. I'm on the rolls.
Right. I figured that made sense. I figure we all know what that means on their company rolls. Yeah, like I'm on there.
So you're not working with Slater on game days?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Nope. I told him too many different times, like, can't do it. But now I'm too unavailable, I guess.
Wow.
But.
IR.
Yeah, I'm IR.
You really were serious when they merged with ESPN. You were not going to work with Orlovsky.
I mean, that's really why. I was like, nope, not going to work as long as this ESPN deal's hanging over us.
You're more serious than Micah.
That's what I do. This is what I do, guys. My back, it's just hurting. You can fix my back if you get rid of Orlovsky.
Your back really is broken.
Yeah, mine is.
Yours is.
Sciatic.
Number 78 on this list is Dak Prescott. This is ESPN's top 100 players for the 2025 season. He had been 27 the year before, and they said his fall in the rankings is because of hamstring avulsion that ended his 2024 season after 8 games. In 23, he was runner-up for MVP with 36 touchdown passes and 8 interceptions. CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens might be Prescott's best receiver duo considering their age and experience. Schottenheimer's Prescott's fourth play caller, but it's not like the coaches knew. He was on staff for 3 seasons before his promotion. Now, this is what we've got here. They've got his 2025 projection, and this is where I say if this is the way he plays this year, he's fully healthy, and this is what he puts up, the Cowboys are screwed. 4,300 passing yards, 27 touchdowns, and 14 interceptions, which would be a worse statistical season than the one Aaron Rodgers put up last year with the Jets.
Ugh.
If that's what they put up with him fully healthy, and George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb here, and you assume some stuff. They are not making the playoffs. They're not making the postseason if that's the way that he plays.
His touchdown Vegas, I think, is 26 and a half, 27, something like that. It's right around there.
And I got to see.
That seems low.
Because Dak, throughout his career, when Dak has played in the last several years, 16 games in 2019, he threw 30 touchdowns. 16 games in 21, he threw 37. 17 games in 2023, he threw 36. 27 just feels low. You're telling me that he's going to average like a touchdown and a half per game?
With no answer at running back?
Yeah.
And a defense and where you're having to probably play catch up and have shootouts?
Yeah, that would be, if they put up those kind of numbers, if that's what he does, that's not going to be a successful season for the Cowboys. Number 77 on this list is Tyler Smith. He's the next one up on this Cowboys list. And then you got to go way down the list before you find another Cowboy on this list. And you've got CeeDee Lamb coming in at number 19, one spot ahead. Again, this feels pretty high up. Number 20 on the list is Brock Bowers, the tight end from the Raiders, who's a good player.
Yeah.
I'm stunned they have him up that high this early. But number 19 is CeeDee Lamb. They say Lamb missed the final 2 games last season because of a shoulder injury and played without Dak Prescott for 8 games. He still got 101 catches for almost 1,200 yards and 6 touchdowns. I don't think we talk enough about what his output was last year, because we all talk about it being a down year when half the season was without Dak, and when Dak was in there, he wasn't very good.
Yeah.
And that he put up those numbers still. Their projection for him this year, 117 receptions, 1,400 yards, 8 touchdowns. I will say there's this growing sentiment, and the signature stat they have listed in here for him is that he has 496 receptions, which is the second most by any player during his first 5 seasons after only Michael Thomas. He's 14 receptions off Michael Thomas's career pace through 5 seasons. I think it's stunning how much you're starting to see people kind of talk about Lamb being the guy who's going to break the receptions record this year. It's like the year that
they get Pickens.
Pickens is here is the year that, because I've seen a few different people make that projection.
Well, does he run those Michael Thomas routes?
Yeah, the two yard routes. No.
When Michael Thomas broke the receptions record, his games were 14 receptions for 92 yards. That's what he did every single week.
Speaking of receivers, the great Alec Medford striking again. The Panthers are trading for friend of the show. Well, they're trading friend of the show, Adam Thielen, back to Minnesota.
There had been some buzz about that recently, that he might go back to Minnesota. He is one of our all-time greatest interviews at Super Bowl.
Jordan Addison suspended first 3 games on my fantasy team.
And we saw, where did Micah Parsons end up on the NFL Top 100? You said 36,
yep.
Which is hilarious in and of itself. Even with the uncertainty.
No wonder Jerry doesn't think he's worth it.
Micah Parsons comes in at number 9 on this list. One spot ahead of Chris Jones, who finished 10. They say that Micah, his contractual future is the biggest question entering the season.
And?
And what?
One spot ahead, Chris Jones, and?
Oh, he's two spots ahead of TJ Watt.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
Because these are actual smart people. You know who's doing this list? It's analytic folks. It's smart people. It's nerds. Okay. Doing this list.
Did you just call Todd Archer a nerd?
Yes. And, you know, they
horrible
they got
sandwich
it,
picker.
They got it all right. All right. They had Micah over that try hard TJ Watt, who's not a top 10 player in the NFL.
Oh.
And they put Mahomes number one. The rest of these lists were finding out ways to not get him there. You know, they're going to put him behind the people he always beats. He always beats Lamar. He always beats Josh Allen. But somehow, all these other lists had Mahomes behind him. But Micah, rightfully, is right there.
I'm curious.
He's right there ahead of TJ Watt.
I know you always say they have Mahomes, and so that's it. Do you think Mahomes has been the best player in the NFL the last couple of years? Really?
He's been the best player in the NFL since he's been the day most, he walked on the field.
He's been the most successful. Has he been the best?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. No doubt.
Not last year.
Not the last 2 years, two I years. Don't think.
You would, if Buffalo would trade today Josh Allen for Patrick Mahomes.
I don't know that they would.
Then I don't know that they're serious about winning.
Would you have traded Peyton for Tom Brady?
I'd have traded Peyton for Tom Brady. The difference is Peyton actually beat Tom. Josh doesn't beat
in the
Patrick
end.
Mahomes.
He did. I mean, but early still, on in his career, he did, around this yeah, around
first,
this
first
time
handful of years,
around right. this time of Peyton's career, he had not.
No, you're right. That's true.
So, would you have made the trade?
Probably.
You would have said Peyton's
no,
better.
The
but
difference is that Tom was not putting up near the numbers that Mahomes still does.
Well, I mean, Tom broke all of Peyton's records the first year he had anybody good in 2007.
That was 8 years in.
Yeah, and 10 years into Peyton's career. Either way, number nine is Micah Parsons. They say his contractual future is the biggest question still hanging over him. The stat to know about Micah Parsons, since 1982, Parsons is one of two players to record at least 12 sacks in each of his first four seasons, joining Hall of Famer Reggie White. His 2025 projection, I guess they're just assuming he's going to play all games, 13 sacks, which is he's 12 to 14 every year. 13 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, 61 tackles. The rest of the list here from ESPN, number 8, Ja'Marr Chase. Number 7, Justin Jefferson. Number 6, Patrick Surtain. 5, Joe Burrow. 4, Lamar Jackson. That's interesting to me to have Lamar a spot ahead of Joe Burrow on this list. Number 3, Myles Garrett. Number 2, Josh Allen. And then number 1, RJ Choppies, Patrick Mahomes, ooh, who they project with 30 touchdowns to 12 interceptions. Some of these projections... Josh Allen, low. 27 and 11 interceptions, low. 31 and 10 for Lamar.
Who made this list?
ESPN. It was a number of people, another number of experts voting on the list.
I imagine that some of those numbers are computer-based, simulation-based, because
my model projects a 26 to 22 victory.
Like, if you notice, like, when they do baseball, like, nobody really ever projects somebody to win more than 94 games, even though year after year, somebody does win more than 94.
B-Lo.
Be the belt. What, whatever it is.
Every day at this time here on your official home of the Cowboys and Rangers, Brett Boone, Rangers hitting coach, should be in a good mood at 9:20 after the 7-3 win last night. Brett will join us then. But first, Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com. Is he starting to believe the Micah Green Bay rumor now? Nick, to kick off final hour of the Hump Day Edition.
Okay.
Next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.